Services and CDC.
Hey, there's enough Major League clips to go around for both programs. Join us today on the Hurtine and Stocker text line 319-366-1600. Hawkeye basketball talk, another Alex Kuhn Olympic update, and a whole lot more in store for you on a Thursday edition of, well, you should know by now.
I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it! Fine. Let me have it! I got it!
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
When we get off to those runs, we got to keep that intensity, keep it up. And I think we failed to do that. We started turning the ball over a little bit too much. And we came back a couple times, but right when we come back is, that's where we got to lock in most and, where we got to take advantage of those, little runs that we have.
That is Iowa big man Luca Garza, not to be confused with the character Swaggy P from We're the Millers. Some similarities there, Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Iowa going on the road last night to Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor and coming out on the wrong end of a 74-59 loss, now 12-16 on the season, 3-12 in Big Ten play. When we chat with Mac McCausland on Monday, I'm sure he'll bring up the fact that they could still maybe make a case for the... No, there's no NIT case at this point, but everybody's playing for something. I don't know what Iowa's playing for right now, but they're playing for something. Pride, I guess, would be the case. They'll be back home on Saturday, taking on Indiana. Early on Indiana, because that's good. They didn't consult me with the scheduling, but Stumpy's birthday party. My pal Stumpy is having a birthday party on Saturday, and it does not conflict with the Iowa game, so very excited about that. Jeff Johnson for the Cedar
Stumpy?
Rapids Gazette. The Stumpy? You think there's
more? I didn't think that there were more
Stumpies,
than one.
Yeah. How many Stumpies
birthday,
are running around
Stumpy.
There? Hopefully somebody got him a new corn cob hat. The other one was looking a little weathered the last time I saw him. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette's going to be with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk Rough Riders, Colonels, and Chicago Cubs baseball with Jay. I'm kidding. Woodja on the horizon in hour number two. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register will look back on Iowa's loss last night to the Wolverines. And then coming up in hour number three, not only will you hear what Fran McCaffrey had to say after last night's loss in Ann Arbor, we're going to have installment number four of Alex Kuhn's Olympic updates.
Woo!
And we've got, this is a spoiler alert here. I probably shouldn't do this now because I'm giving people no reason to listen in the third and final hour, but the spoiler alert today is I watched some of the Olympics last night. So this is now no longer, and I can see it right now. You folks out there, you are getting big heads. You're thinking that you guilted me into it on the Hurtine and Stocker text line last night by claiming that I didn't like America, that I didn't love the United States, I need to watch the Olympics and be more patriotic. You're claiming this is a win. Really, what happened is my parents have been in town the last couple days watching my son, and they were watching the Olympics last night when I got home, and it just sort of stayed on. But hey, downhill ski, and I'm doing it, Alex. I'm doing it. I'm ruining your Olympic update.
You watched? I know you were at like 4 minutes and 20 seconds of Olympic viewing. Did you double?
Add hours.
Hours?
Yeah. Yeah. And we've gone from 4 minutes and 22 seconds of Olympic consuming of the Olympics to now probably a couple hours. So it's that simple. Just like picking up the phone, you're going to do that sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight and dialing 319-366-1600 because we've got another $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse here in Cedar Rapids. Somebody's going to be able to take that to a lunch with family, friends, coworkers, lunch by yourself. Thinking back to my single days. Happy hour. You always get more bang for your buck at happy hour. They got the $3 craft beer pints as part of their happy hour specials at the Fieldhouse. Plenty to get to. Let's dive in. Iowa tipped off early last night in Ann Arbor. We were following along with the festivities here on the, and as we're wont to do here, it became a case of will they cover the 11 points? And they didn't. at least made it interesting.
But they came close.
You knew Michigan was going to win the game. Maybe not early on. Iowa got out on that 7-0 run, and that's one of the things Luca Garza was hinting at there. And you've got to talk, if you're going to discuss this game at all, you've got to talk about how good he was last night in 30 minutes for Iowa. That 22 points, a new Big Ten career high for the freshman from the Washington, D.C. area. So here's where I am with Iowa basketball this year. Just every night there's one sort of highlight or one person who stands out. You never really know who it's going to be on any given night, but you just don't really get a whole lot of consistency from the rest of the roster, the rest of the supporting cast. They only had two other guys in double figures last night. Isaiah Moss had a dozen, and Tyler Cook scored 10. And who was the guy who killed Iowa last night? Which reserve came off the bench?
Duncan Robinson.
6 of 9, including 6 of 8 from beyond the arc for 18 points in 26 minutes. You and I were discussing this. Instead of the layup line, a John Beilein team, they're going to shoot the three-pointer on you. And Michigan did just that last night as the Wolverines finishing it at 36.4% from beyond the arc. Iowa was just 20%, 2 of 10 from three-point range. 319-366-1600, that's the number to pick up the phone and give us a call. Lots to get to today. As we mentioned, Jeff Johnson for the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up at the bottom of the hour. State wrestling tournament is going on. I don't envy Kyle, because when you have a state tournament that's going on and you try to keep tabs on all the local guys that are popping up on the big board updates and everything, that's just bang my head against the table some of those days. But that's going on at Wells Fargo Arena, and we'll keep an eye on that. I think, let's see, 6 o'clock tonight, I believe, was 1A taking to the mats. I had my notes from earlier today, and, well, I've misplaced them. And I'm just staring at the box score from last night's basketball game.
Well, they held Michigan to under 80 points.
They did. The moral victory crowd is out in full force. There you go.
Although they did that the last time they played Michigan as well. No, I don't know really what to say about this team anymore. Like you said, you'll get one or two good performances a night, and many times it's Jordan Bohannon. It's one of three people. It's Jordan Bohannon, Tyler Cook, or Luca Garza. Last night it was Luca Garza. But yeah, if it's not one thing, it's another. And I'll give them credit for not completely folding in the second half and making it into a layup line, which it became against Ohio State. It became against Maryland. It became against Penn State and Rutgers. But this team has three more games in the regular season and possibly one, maybe two more in the Big Ten tournament, and it'll go one of two ways. They'll pack it in, or they'll be playing for some pride and try to build on something for next season, because at this point that's pretty much what they're playing for. And the NIT is out of the equation. The only possible postseason play is if a miracle would happen and they win the Big Ten tournament, and that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, there are other postseason tournaments than the NCAA tournament and the NIT, but I don't believe a Big Ten team has ever played in them. They tend to be shunned by the Big Ten and some of the other Power Five conferences. Now, if you're looking for a feel-good story out of Iowa City today, and I think we need a feel-good story, because,
please,
as we mentioned last night on the program in the 6 o'clock hour, the world is just, once again, you get the reminder every day, the world can be a really crappy place. Did you see what the turf crew did at Kinnick Stadium?
I did.
Today.
I did.
In the snow. Really cool. If you guys haven't had a chance to check this out, I'm sure it's going to be on the 5 and 6 o'clock news tonight. But Brian Ray, who's a tremendous videographer and photographer for the University of Iowa, known B-Ray for a really long time, worked with him at the Daily Iowan back in the day, and then he was at the Cedar Rapids Gazette for a really long time. He's got a two-hour time-lapse of the grounds crew at Kinnick Stadium building into the snow. Kinnick Stadium, of course, covered with snow, as is much of eastern Iowa, although I look out the window today, a lot of it is gone. But there was a they carved, I guess, for lack of a better term, into the snow on the Kinnick Stadium turf a giant hand as a wave in the snow to the Children's Hospital, piggybacking, copying, if you will, the trend that Iowa fans began at the end of the first quarter this year at Kinnick Stadium. And if you want to check that out, I've retweeted it. You can follow me on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp. Alex is on Twitter, too, at AlexKuhn523, which is just a reminder. Let's see, February 15th, May 23rd, a little over 3 months away from Alex's birthday.
If you want to get some Olympic updates before you get the real thing, you can follow me on Twitter, which I'm sure so many of the people that said that I talked about the Olympics too much will enjoy.
I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil the update, but I did watch a little bit of the U.S. and Canada last night, women's hockey.
You watched some of that game?
Yeah.
That will be on the update. I was encouraged with the way that the U.S. played, but I've said that before.
You got that hockey guy? Not only did I watch hockey, I watched women's hockey, and I enjoyed it.
When those two teams get together, it's always fun to watch, and they're going to probably get together one more time for the gold medal match.
And then I watched the downhill skiing, and I was rooting for the gates, the poles,
you weren't
the flags, whatever they...
You weren't rooting for the Norway, what do they call those, the attacking Vikings?
The attacking Vikings. I did see a couple of those runs last night. That is not... Have you ever been skiing?
Yes, but
I think
in
a lot
Missouri.
Of, okay, well...
Not
I've been,
actually.
I've been skiing, but in Illinois. I mean, it's the same thing.
Right.
You go and they make the fake snow, or they make their own snow,
yes.
And they have a ski lodge, right?
Yes. There was one about 5 minutes from my house in Missouri.
How'd that turn out for you?
So it's funny because I brought this up. I said that I don't know much about skiing, but I had one bad skiing experience. And so they have the bunny hill. And then they have the whatever they call the Black Diamond Hill. The
bunny hill's got the tow rope.
Yeah,
you don't
the
get
tow
the
rope.
You don't even get the chairlift because it's so short. You just get the rope that you're supposed to hang on to.
Now we went on a field trip. I think I was probably 13 or 14 years old. This is the last time I've been skiing. I was king of the bunny hill. I was going down that thing like Michaela Schifrin in the giant slalom.
It's kind of how I feel here on this program. We do a really good program in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We're king of the bunny hill.
King of the bunny hill. But then I thought, you know what? Let's go test out the big hill.
King of Mount Trashmore.
So I jump on the, what do they call that thing? Not the tow rope, but the lift. Jump on the ski lift, go up the hill. I'm at the top and I look down. I go, holy crap, this is a big hill. And I thought, all right, let's do this. And I didn't realize that most skiers, this wasn't Olympic skiing. Most skiers zigzag side to side. I thought that I was Bodie Miller and
French fry pizza. French fry pizza.
Exactly, but I went charging down that hill, straight down the hill.
You French fried when you should have pizzaed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I went French fry all the way. I got down one jump to the second jump and flew, and my skis came off and went flying everywhere. And the person there who was in charge of security, the marshal, the ski marshal.
It's like getting kicked off the golf course.
Exactly. He goes, dude.
You're done.
He goes, you need to either go back to the bunny hill or zigzag.
You can be king of the bunny hill, or you can just take
off.
You got to go. We did, and maybe this is common for a number of people in this area, but I think when we were in middle school, I think our church group went to, Chestnut or Sundown, whichever one is up in Galena, Illinois, I think, outside of Galena. And it's fun, you know, you go, and I went down like once, twice, maybe three times a lady. Oh, there I go, singing again. I'm stealing Mark Dukes' material now, sampling lyrics. But I went down the bunny hill two or three times, and it wasn't entertaining to me. It was rather terrifying, and I figured out really quickly the very first time that I ever went on a ski trip, I don't like skiing. Skiing's not for me. I hung out in the lodge the rest of the time, and I remember playing very vividly. Everybody's out skiing. Everybody's having a good time. They had an NBA Jam arcade game, the actual cabinet, and a couple of us just, we fed quarters into that thing all day long. Alonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson. We've talked about that game every once in a while here on the program. 319-366-1600. We were watching last, the skeleton was on last night too.
That's also pretty terrifying.
Here's my question. How does somebody at whatever age come to the realization that they want to attempt that?
I don't know.
Because the first time you do anything, you're not very good at it. Okay? Think back to prom night when you were in high school. I want to know how somebody thinks, hey, I'm going to do the skeleton, and then you get on that and you go down the first run, your first practice run.
Head first.
Do they have a bunny hill or a bunny skeleton?
Sure they do.
And then you...
I'm sure they do, but...
I can't imagine careening headfirst down a sheet of ice.
Well,
I just...
I feel like that goes for...
Hey, that was fun. Let's do it again.
For almost... For half of these Winter Olympic sports, how does somebody decide, yeah, I'm going to do a triple backflip on a snowboard, or, yeah, I'm going to go flying off of a ski jump that is higher than the... that's higher... than a lot of buildings in Cedar Rapids. Who decides that? At what point? And also...
Can you ski Mount Trashmore?
I,
I'm always constantly coming up with these... Now, I don't want to say get-rich-quick scheme, because you ain't getting rich with most of my ideas. But I'm sensing a business opportunity here.
Apparently, the ski jump is higher than the Statue of Liberty. You go off of an incline higher than the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, no.
But that's the point. Like, I wonder with all of these athletes, how many times have they just ate it? How many times have they hurt themselves doing the sport? I mean, severely injured themselves doing performing the sport that they've become famous at?
I keep going back to how do you choose that? It's a very narrow field. We talk about curling clubs. Are there skeleton clubs? Bunch of people who just enjoy. What's your hobby? I like to go to the movies. I like to read books.
I like to slide head
like
first
to
down a mountain.
Hurdle, screaming, hurdling 65 miles an hour, however fast it is down. The skiers last night were going 65-70. So imagine you're on the interstate. You're doing 70 miles an hour on I-80. That's how fast those guys are skiing, and they got to weave and bob in between them. I feel like I'm ruining your Olympic update.
No, you're not.
Tonight.
But did you? This will not be on the Olympic update, but did you hear about the famous...
From the cutting room floor.
Did you hear about the Jamaican bobsled team?
You cut the Jamaican bobsled team from the update?
They are not in the update. They did not make the update.
I thought this was the lead story tonight. This is prime for a remake. Does everybody remember the movie Cool Runnings? John Candy was in it?
I hope so. It's a classic.
Okay.
So the Jamaican Bobsled Federation wanted to basically demote their coach.
The JBF.
Yeah, I think it's the JB... yeah, something like that. Well, anyway... They wanted to demote the coach, and the coach wasn't having it. So the coach resigned, and apparently...
He pulled an Andy Kennedy, yeah.
The coach decides or claims that they have the right, that she has the right to the sled. So at this point, the two-woman Jamaican bobsled team that will be running here shortly doesn't know if they're going to have a sled or not, because the coach that got fired is claiming... that she owns it.
Cool Runnings too. Can't have John Candy in the sequel though. That makes me sad. I still get sad every time I see a John Candy movie. I was watching Uncle Buck for probably the 83rd time over the weekend. It happened to be on TV. You're making a strange face at that. Have you seen the movie Uncle Buck?
No, I was just making a strange face because I thought you were making a joke there, and I just laughed at the fact that we can't have John Candy on a movie anymore, and I didn't mean to do that.
No,
that was a
terrible, nice to know that some people
terrible.
Yeah, some
time
people
to
take
chuckle
things that I say and go in very different directions with them than I was expecting to. But Uncle Buck, I was watching it. It was on TV for the umpteenth time when he makes the giant pancakes. As somebody who has sworn off the carb as his natural enemy, although I backslid a little bit today. The giant
like
pancakes. You should have seen the toast. I couldn't even fit it through the door. Mantality and lowtusa.com, a website to go check out if you're a guy, especially a man near or over the age of 40, or if you are right at 40, we don't want to exclude that 365-day window. That's when, as a man, you start to feel or see the drop of testosterone. Not every guy loses testosterone as they get older. Many of them do. Most of them do. Some of them lose testosterone to the level where it starts to affect their daily lives. Maybe they get a little bit forgetful. Maybe they get a little bit testy. Maybe they don't have the energy that they had. They come home from work. They just want to sit in the chair and watch the Olympics on TV. They don't want to play with the kids or chat with the wife, do any work around the house. Mantality is a men's health clinic in North Liberty that has a 90% success rate at treating men for low testosterone. It's safe, healthy, gets you feeling back like your old self. And the best part is you're dealing with actual doctors, nurse practitioners, board-certified physicians. Insurance most likely covers your visit. They can tell you whether it will or not, depending on your insurance plan. So you can check them out online. Again, the website is lowtusa.com, Mantality. 427, we're going to step aside and take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle's going to have your first of six Midwest One Bank Big Board updates right here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Back with more after this.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind one-coat ready mix white provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure, and this year they're hosting the countdown to the event. Sign up now and registration is only $15. You get the early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Join Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and support the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure this summer. Register now and get the early bird discount at diabetes.org/corridorclassic.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in. I think, does this qualify as break? I don't know whether this qualifies as breaking news or not.
It does.
To a rhetorical question, to a fanciful idea. Kyle, did somebody call in and inform us that no, indeed, you cannot ski down Mount Trashmore in Cedar Rapids? They frown on that.
It was an inside source. Absolutely cannot do it.
So I show up. I set up a little ticket booth. You stand at the top. Alex is at the bottom. You guys do the rope and pulley thing to pull people up to the top and down. And I charge like $5 for an all-day pass.
A man-powered ski lift?
City's going to frown on that,
only
huh?
$5 for a lift ticket?
Like five, and then you can walk around Cedar Rapids with that lift ticket on your coat.
That'd be pretty cool.
There's like, nothing
you
more.
You can't do that?
That was every kid that high school, middle school, everybody goes on a ski trip. You left that ski ticket on your coat.
Never came
off. On your
off.
Tag. That thing never came off.
The thing
until
was on
it
my
was,
coat for about 2 years.
Yeah, I ski.
Yeah, look at me. I'm a skier. Oh, I'm the bad guy from every 80s movie ever made, skiing down the mountain.
This is sad news.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Another get-rich-quick scheme dying on the vine. 319-366-1600. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette's going to be with us in a little bit. We're going to touch on a number of topics with him. But before we can get to JJ, we got to get through a big board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
The Iowa men dropped the fifth game in their last six last night, coming at the hands of their third consecutive ranked opponent, 74-59 to number 22 Michigan. Luka Garza had a game-high 22 points, and the Hawkeye defense actually held the Wolverines to 41% shooting, but Michigan still hit 12 threes and got 20 points off of 16 Iowa turnovers. Iowa drops to 3-12 in the Big Ten, its worst record since Fran McCaffrey's first year in the 2010-2011 season. The Iowa State women pulled out a tough one on the road at TCU, 66-63. They trailed 28-25 at the half, but outscored the Horned Frogs 22-11 in the third quarter. That got them through a rocky fourth and got them the win. Bridget Carlton led with a game-high 26 points and 9 rebounds from her guard position. The state wrestling tournament's underway in Des Moines. Class 2A got started this morning in Solon, Center Point, Urbana, Tipton, Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, and Anamosa all had guys advance past the first round. In Class 3A, that's been going on this afternoon with winners coming from Iowa City High, Iowa City West, Linmar, Cedar Rapids, Washington, Kennedy, Xavier, and Prairie, though none are particularly close to a team lead. Class 1A is going to get started right around 6 o'clock. Tonight after our show, we've got a huge local high school boys matchup. Class 3A top-ranked Xavier will be hosting Class 4A third-ranked Iowa City West, and we're going to put our own Scott Unash on the call with that one on all three KGYM frequencies beginning at 7:30.
I'm disappointed. Disappointed that somebody thinks that was a real idea, but now the wheels are spinning.
We got to get back to one of our other get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah. We could have
Eastern Iowa famous people.
We could have merchandised it. Yeah, that was when people start bringing things up, and I don't remember really the crux of talking about those things. Then I'm like, yeah, we got a problem. That was the Ferentz, though. The
neighbors,
stalkers and gawkers,
stalkers and gawkers. Bus tour, right?
We'll come up with something to put a little extra scratch in our pockets one of these days. Great show for you tonight. Remember, the $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse here in Cedar Rapids is on the line. We're going to chat with Chad Lystico coming up in hour number two. A full-fledged, legitimate Alex Kuhn Olympic update, not the scraps from the cutting room floor like the Jamaican bobsled team that we caught here in hour number one. That's coming up for you tonight after 6 o'clock. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He's actually on his way to Cascade for a 2A boys basketball district semifinal doubleheader tonight, but he's going to join us. We're not going to talk about high school basketball with JJ. I apologize for that. We're going to talk to him about a number of other things, though, and he joins us next. Stick around.
This bottom-of-the-hour sports beat is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
PN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I am not a Colts fan. I don't dislike the Colts. They're just as middle of the road in my personal feelings power rankings as a team can be. But I do like their head coach. How could you not? And I'm hoping that coach, Frank Reich, brings the Colts back from the relative dead the way he brought the Bills back from 35 down to an overtime win over the Houston Oilers in a playoff game in 1993. It's the biggest comeback win in NFL history, and he did it in place of the injured Jim Kelly. I realize, by the way, that if you're like 20 or younger hearing this, you're asking your radio, who are the Houston Oilers? Anyway, Reich was not the man for the Bills. He was the man called on after the man couldn't perform. Just like in Indianapolis, Reich wasn't the man the Colts wanted. He's the man called on after the man chose not to perform. And Reich gets that. Asked this week how he feels about Josh McDaniels, who dissed the Colts before Reich got the job, the new coach said, quote, "The backup role has suited me well in my career," end quote. Let's go, Colts. In 60 seconds, another gold, another inspiring moment.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP extended light filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We all know who Shaun White is, the redheaded snowboarder who's now made history as the first American male to win gold medals at three separate Winter Olympics. But did you know all about his lifelong heart condition? Maybe I should have known, but until yesterday, honestly, I didn't. White was born with a condition comprised of four congenital heart defects. He's had three heart surgeries to get him to this point. While this nation roots for White every 4 years, there's an entire population of people, many of them children, who have battled lifelong heart issues that root for White every day. My wife and I lost a child after he contracted a heart-impacting virus after a healthy birth. Had Hayden survived, Shaun White might be his role model. And now that I know what I clearly should have known about White years ago, White can become one of my role models, too. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 12 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated lobby that's so contemporary it even makes Golic look cool.
Yes, it does. And a totally updated fitness center that even has Wingo feeling like a workout.
I'm ripped. Plus plenty of comfortable spaces to hang out.
Yep, this La Quinta look definitely has a vibe of victory.
So you can just relax, refresh, and get ready for your next big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
4:38, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, with you on all three KGYM frequencies tonight, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, our South Gym frequency, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym frequency in Cedar Rapids. Plenty to get to tonight, including, would you? Going to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. Would you like a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse in Cedar Rapids? That's on the line tonight. Just be listening between now and 7 o'clock, and we will put one of those $30 gift certificates in your hand. I know our next guest would probably appreciate those. We don't pay our guests, JJ. I apologize. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette making his way to Cascade tonight for some high school boys basketball. What's up, JJ? It's been a long time.
Yeah, how are you, boys? It's traveling up here on beautiful Highway 151, and you can tell it's getting warmer out because the smells of the farm are prevalent.
Yeah, spring,
all over the place.
Spring is in the air. We'll get to the Colonels coming up in just a little bit, but we want to start with the Rough Riders. They've got a possible milestone on the line this weekend at the stable, correct?
Yeah. Coach, General Manager Mark Carlson is one win away from 600 for his career. He'd be only the second coach to achieve that milestone. P.K. O'Hanley up at Waterloo has 630-something. But, yeah, Mark can join him if they can win at least one game this weekend, when and they need to, considering, you know, time's getting short on the season and, you know, they're still searching for a playoff spot.
How has the season gone for the Rough Riders so far this year? A little bit of a step up from last year, but still some ups and downs.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, they've been kind of bedeviled by a lot of injuries to a lot of key guys. But, I mean, you can't make excuses because, you know, that happens probably at just about every team. But they've dealt with that. And, you know, honestly, I think the biggest issue has been defensively, they've allowed the second most goals in the USHL. You know, they just haven't been as good as they've needed to be at that. And, you know, that's kind of got them in the right now, kind of, you know, fighting. They're still not out of a playoff spot, but they do need to try and get on some sort of a roll here and climb up the standings in the Eastern Conference for sure.
Coming up on 20 years in Cedar Rapids, the Rough Riders franchise, what's the future look like for the Rough Riders? I know you've written a little bit about that in the past.
Yeah, I think it's kind of still up in the air. The owner, Tony Sedeo, who's a businessman out in the Denver area, great guy. His son played in the USHL. He's really, I think, in it for the right reasons, not, you know, necessarily just to make a profit, but, you know, he's in it for hockey reasons and helping these kids out as they climb up the ladder to college and pro. And he's, you know, they're kind of zeroing in on a kind of lease extension, long-term.
Now, Jeff, I know a lot of hockey fans will look at the prospects in the USHL, but I know Team USA, the under-18 developmental team, has been through Cedar Rapids at least once this season. Is that team the – looks like we lost JJ.
Highway 151 strikes again.
That'll do it.
It's not as bad as driving on Interstate 74 when you get – east of Bloomington Normal, the site of this weekend's UNI Illinois State game. We talked with Gary Rima yesterday, but you start getting into southern Illinois on 74, reception can be a little spotty. So we'll see if we can get JJ back with us, and then you can reset that question. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette taking the time to join us. I'm sure he's practicing safe driving too. We don't want to get him in trouble with his employer. We've got JJ back with us. Alex, you can go ahead and reset that.
JJ, I wanted to ask you about the Team USA under 18 team. How did the last NHL mock draft I saw had four of their players going in the first round. Is this team kind of is this the team to beat in the USHL?
Yeah, it is. And I don't know. I mean, they have two teams. Honestly, they have one that's, under or 18 and under kids, and then they have a younger one that's 17 and under, and I've never understood how they split up who plays, you know, what schedule-wise. You know, they play international tournaments as well against some college programs. So, you know, I understand why the program, as they call it, the United States National Team Development Program, is part of the league, because it makes the league look good when you can say, yeah, we got four. But I don't know how good it makes the league look if Team USA would end up winning the whole thing, winning the Clark Cup and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great program for more of the higher end type of kid. You know, that's, I think where a lot of kids, they want to end up. They want to play for the program there in Michigan, and it's a great thing for U.S. hockey, I think. But, you know, I'm never really been sure that it's been a great thing for the USHL, honestly.
Now, Jeff, speaking of U.S. hockey, and I want to get your opinion on this because I'm kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. If you've been I don't know if you've been listening, but I've been doing the Alex Kuhn Olympic update every day, and every yeah. 4 years during the Winter Olympics, Olympic hockey has been appointment viewing for me. Whether it's waking up at 6 in the morning to watch Team USA, I will do it, but not this year without the NHL players. Now, I saw a tweet from you yesterday after the U.S. lost to Slovenia. You said, get behind this team. It's not their fault. As somebody who loves the sport and wants to see the Team USA do well, but kind of realizes that they missed an opportunity to send the NHL players to the Olympic Games, what do you advise me to do for the rest of this tournament? Because it's gnawing at me.
Root for Slovenia, maybe, huh? I don't know. It's let's get on Team Slovenia's bandwagon. But no, it's a totally missed opportunity, in my opinion. You know, hockey's a niche sport. There's no question about that. And to me, I mean, it's a no-brainer. If you can bring the best players in the world together and have them play a tournament every 4 years, I don't know why the heck you don't embrace that. But, you know, the NHL and the owners, they didn't want their guys to – they didn't want to have to, you know, to put the season on hiatus there for a couple, 3 weeks or whatever it would be, and then decided that the players, you know, the players weren't going to play this year. And that's really too bad. It really is, because that's as good a hockey as you could possibly get when you're talking the Olympics and all the top players, you know, from the NHL and the world are there playing against each other. And, you know, it's a missed opportunity to me for a sport that I think needs as much attention as it can get.
While we're on the subject of hockey, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the greatest expansion team ever, regardless of sport?
Wow, that's a great question. I think you'd have to say so at this point, huh? I mean, with fighting for first place in their division, and, you know, even if they don't go far in the playoffs, I mean, it's a great story. It really is. I mean, they were able to pluck some good players, and, you know, so a lot of players, I think, there are having career seasons, and, you know, they've got a coach that's really just kind of brought everything together and everyone together, and it is. It's a great story. You know, we'll see how it ends. I'm not I think when it all comes down to it, I don't see them being a real legitimate threat for a Stanley Cup championship. But, you know, you say that, and all you got to do is get into the playoffs, and I think you have a chance to win it all. So, yeah, great story. I can't wait to get out there sometime and maybe take in a game along with, you know, my favorite gaming activities.
Well, if there's anybody that would know what a team that wasn't a threat
okay,
to look the,
wow.
win the
okay.
Stanley Cup.
No.
Oh, no.
You know
come
what?
On, Alex.
You
come on. I got to give you Blues fans. Look, the Blackhawks suck this year. Hey, let's talk about baseball. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette with us. Colonels are going to be throwing out the first pitch in, 53, 54 days, something like that, JJ? You take a look at the preseason prospect lists that are out with a number of the publications. It looks like we could have one of the most talented Cedar Rapids Colonels teams in quite some time this summer. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think Baseball America had its top 10, and if I counted right, at least half, maybe six of the 10, were guys that they thought would be appearing in Cedar Rapids at some point or another this season. So, you know, there's the chance that you could have two first-round draft picks on this roster. Which I don't know if that's ever happened, to be honest with you. I'd have to kind of look back and think about that a little bit. But, you know, if Royce Lewis starts back here, he was the number one pick, overall pick last year, at shortstop. And then Alex, Kirilloff, the outfielder who, was their first pick 2 years ago and missed last season with Tommy John surgery. So, you know, and then you have some pitchers. Some high-end pitchers. Bruce Dar Gratterall is a guy that, you know, has potential to, everything you read, has the potential to be like a top two or three starter maybe if things work out. So, yeah, I think new manager Toby Gardenhire kind of fell into a pretty good situation here in his first year, no question.
Randall Grichuk, Mike Trout come to mind, 2010.
Oh, that's right.
The back-to-back first-rounders. Well, I was going to make a joke about Cam Bedrosian and Chevy Clark not counting, but then it dawned on me, no, they have had legitimate players, first-round picks on the same team. You mentioned Toby Gardenhire. I know you got a chance to chat with him. We've had him on the program. He was in town in January for the hot stove. What were your initial impressions of the son of Ron Gardenhire, the Colonel's new skipper this year?
Yeah, I think he's excited to get back into professional baseball. You know, after being a coach at the Division III college level, you know, he spent a lot of years, I want to say maybe 9 years or so as a player in the Twin system, kind of a grinder that, you know, he probably knew didn't really have a chance to get to the major leagues, but he loved the game and wanted to continue to play. And, you know, now he's over on the other side of it. And I think he's excited. Him and hitting coach Brian Dinkelman are good buddies and were roommates for multiple years in their past in the minor leagues. So I'm going to have to try and get some good stories there from each of those guys about life, living life with each other there on the road and in apartments in places like Rochester. But, you know, if he's you know, as good as his dad or halfway as good as his dad was as a manager, I think, you know, that'll be a good thing, and they'll help the Twins out a lot, you know, kind of moving forward.
No, I know you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but Royce Lewis, what do you think the possibilities that he starts in Cedar Rapids are? And if so, this is purely speculation, but how long do you think we'll see him at Veterans Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, you know, I talked to the new Twins farm director, who looked like he's about 15 years old, came over from the Dodgers, Jeremy Zoll, I believe his name is, and you know, he was pretty noncommittal. You know, he said they'd have to talk as an organization exactly what they wanted to do. I think spring training will probably tell a lot as far as if he comes back here to start the season or if maybe they push him right away to high A. Personally, I'd love to see him come back here. Just, you know, you got to get used to playing in cold weather, especially in Minnesota. So, you know, kids never played in cold weather. So set him to Cedar Rapids for the first couple months or something and get him used to that. And then, you know, move him up to high A if you need to. Or if he's playing well, his play warrants it. That's just kind of my opinion. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how the Twins go about it. I mean, there's another a highly touted shortstop kid named Wander Javier who is slated to come here too. So, you know, you probably want to split those guys up. You don't want them to be on the same team just for development sake. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. I really do think spring training will probably give everybody the answer as far as, you know, how Royce does and, you know, where they will slate him, you know, once early April rolls around here.
Who are we taking in tonight in Cascade? I know you tweeted that you were seeing a two-way basketball doubleheader tonight.
Yeah, we've got West Branch and Cascade play. It's a doubleheader, and then Regina plays as well. Boy, I'm totally drawing a blank on Regina's. Monticello, my goodness. Uh-huh. So it's a good 2A district semifinal doubleheader, the winners of the games tonight. Playing the district finals, so I know Scott Unash has a good game with Xavier and West, and you know, this is a really fun time of year for me. I think it's maybe as fun a time of year as there is in this gig because, you know, basketball is coming to a completion, and we know baseball is right around the corner and warm weather's right around the corner, and that's a great thing.
And hockey still going on too. Muskegon that's on Friday right. night and Dubuque on Saturday night. I may see you over. I've got some stuff I need to drop off for you I've had since the end of last baseball season. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Thanks for joining us tonight, JJ.
Anytime, boys. Have a good night.
You can read all about those games in tomorrow's Gazette, or you can hear Scott's call of a different game coming up tonight, as JJ mentioned. Get the full schedule at KGYMradio.com. While you're there, you can vote in our poll question. What is the poll question? Stick around. We'll tell you when we come back.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season?
If you're thinking about coaching K through 12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour to Cure. Registration is just $15 when you sign up now at diabetes.org/Corridor Classic.
Welcome back in 4:55, the Todd Brumble Camp Show, coming your way with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. All three KGYM frequencies till 7 o'clock tonight. Poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Which sport would be the most difficult to play under the influence? We give you the four major sports. Charles Barkley says he once played a game in the NBA while he was drunk. There's more to the story. We don't have time to get to it, but we do have time to squeeze in a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men dropped the fifth game in their last six last night, coming at the hands of their third consecutive ranked opponent, 74-59 to number 22 Michigan. Luka Garza had a game-high 22 points, and the Hawkeye defense actually held the Wolverines to 41% shooting, but Michigan hit 12 threes and got 20 points off of 16 Iowa turnovers. Iowa drops to 3-12 in the Big Ten, its worst record since Fran McCaffrey's first year in the 2010-2011 season. The Iowa State women pulled out a tough one on the road at TCU, 66-63. They trailed 28-25 at the half, but outscored the Horned Frogs 22-11 in the third quarter to be able to get through a rocky fourth and get the win. Bridget Carlton led with a game-high 26 points and 9 rebounds from her guard position. The state wrestling tournament is underway in Des Moines. Class 2A got started this morning, and Solon, Center Point, Urbana, Tipton, Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, and Anamosa all had guys advance past the first round. Class 3A has been going on this afternoon, with winners coming from Iowa City High, Iowa City West, Linmar, Cedar Rapids, Washington, Kennedy, Xavier, and Prairie, though none are particularly close to a team lead. Class 1A is going to get started right around 6. Tonight after our show, we've got a huge local high school boys matchup. Class 3A top-ranked Xavier will be hosting Class 4A third-ranked Iowa City West, and we're going to have our own Scott Unash on the call with that one on all three KGYM frequencies beginning at 7:30.
All right, 1 hour in the books, two to go, plus a chance to win a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse coming up in hour number two.